RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass!
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Hope you had a great Christmas. We got some stories we need to get to here because a couple of breaking stories. One of them in the NFL where the Raiders have shut down Max Crosby. The reason why this is interesting is because the Raiders guys are playing for the number one overall pick. They have a chance to achieve that goal. And earlier this week, Max Crosby was asked for his thoughts on the topic. Here's the quote. Yeah, I don't give a blank about the pick. To be honest, I don't play for that. That's not my job. My job is to be the best defensive end in the world, being a great leader, being an influence. So today, Mike, what happens when the Raiders tell Max he's not playing?
Yeah, they tell him to shut it down, man. We need you to be taking care of yourself for next season. I'm out of here. He busts out and leaves the Raiders training facility, Death Star 2. So he's out. He's got another 2 years on his deal, 26 and 27, and then a potential out for potential suitors if the Raiders feel it's – the Raiders might just need to use him and blow everything up and get some draft picks.
I agree. Now, he's been fighting a knee injury, but his deal is like, look, I'm playing. Like, I got two games left.
Here's a guy that, you know, he's fought through injuries in basically his entire career. He's that guy. He's a dog. He's a little nuts, too.
He is a little nuts. I love his game. Meanwhile, the Packers are officially downgrading quarterback Jordan Love. Concussion protocol. He's out Saturday night against Baltimore.
Malik Willis.
Correct.
Going up against Snoop Huntley.
That's what it looks like because Lamar is questionable, and the Ravens have not made that decision yet, but the Packers have. They are saying Jordan Love will not play.
A lot of Falcon fans, when we've mentioned the name because they were intrigued by him years ago, is Malik Willis, and he will be a free agent. He's on a one-year deal with them, so just something to think about.
All right, one other news note, guys. It's funny. Mike and I were just talking about, do you believe that Michigan is really interested in Whittingham? Kyle Whittingham has agreed to a 5-year deal to become the next Michigan head coach. Pete Thamel's reporting it, Dan Wetzel, various credible sources in and around college football. Mike, we don't know what this salary looks like. I'd be curious. Obviously, he's going to make a lot more than he did at Utah, but they got their guy. So here's the thing. I think more than anything, Mike, they wanted, and it doesn't matter, he's 66. It does, but it doesn't. They wanted credibility. They needed somebody to come in there.
Stabilize it.
That's right. So if he does that for the next few years, and then they have whatever it is, I don't want to say coach in waiting, but Mike, maybe the next young guy up and coming, maybe Michigan sets itself up for success. But they needed to set this record straight as far as here's our new guy, and this is what he's all about. Look at what he's done in his career.
So I know I saw some Michigan fans that are kind of like, you know, nonplussed. Is this the best we could get? You know, it was funny. I saw a great little breakdown on Twitter saying in light of Sharon Moore, you know, this guy only follows two women on social media, his daughters, and he hasn't posted anything in 6 years. So you won't have to worry about him slipping into somebody's DMs.
Yeah.
You know, he is an old school guy, a tough mentality. Remember the year that they beat Alabama? Remember that game in the Sugar Bowl? And he's won the Pac-12 championship. It's just, you know, we don't see him as much, but he's always considered one of those top 25 coaches in the country. So stability, maybe not as sexy because, as you said, of the age, but a program that needs something solid right now. He doesn't bring any I think I've read, it doesn't like he's bringing a cachet of players from Utah.
No, and look, here's the reality as we talk about this coaching carousel, and we're talking about Georgia getting ready for Ole Miss next week and all the college football playoff games. The challenge for him, and we're talking about Kyle Whittingham, who just now is becoming the new head coach in Michigan, 32 years at Utah, one place, first as an assistant, then became the head coach in 05. He had a five-year stint at Idaho State, Mike. That's far from Michigan. That's far from the Midwest as far as, you know, you start talking about Ohio State, Michigan, Illinois, all these places. And then he coached at Utah his entire career. So the challenge for me, Mike, is you know one place. Can you come here, despite what your values and all the things that we love about you, and have success in moving to Michigan now in Ann Arbor? And you said it. The self-value of what they believe they are and the pressure that goes with that. He didn't have that at Utah. When he's at Utah, it was like, man, we hope we win. You're going to a place now, you better win. So I'm curious to see if that challenge, because we talk about culture shock sometimes. You've been somewhere 32 years, and now you're you guys moving to Seattle. Good luck.
He coached under Urban Meyer as a defensive coordinator, linebackers coach, when Urban Meyer was there before he moved on to take the Florida job. So are you looking for some kind of synergy?
You are.
You know, if you're a guy that, you know, Urban Meyer obviously won a championship with Ohio State. Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's just been the last 4 years. You have a national championship. The NCAA, some would say they should have gone much further with the investigation and the penalties on the signs stealing with Connor Stallions and all that. You know, as we said, the Sherrone Moore, that's a human failing. That's what that is. But either way, it's still – The optics on it, it's crazy. I mean, you said it. It's one of the most respected programs in the country. It's been a soap opera.
It really has. Mike, they're already Michigan fans questioning. I'm looking at some of these boards. Longevity.
Yeah, he's only going to be there 4 years.
What's the longevity of this? I like to hire, but.
Okay. You're going to have a coach in waiting with him? I mean, that's the thing. You wanted a guy in his 40s, 50s, perhaps. If you're ideally, Kalen DeBoer would be the perfect hire.
That's why I think that was still being looked at. All right, so that has been fielded. So
Bryce Underwood's going to LSU, everyone's saying.
Yeah, that's right.
If that's accurate. But those are the reports. They're going to get him. LSU's going to open up the coffers, and Lane Kiffin's going to get him.
Penn State has their guy right in Matt Campbell, and now Michigan has their guy in Kyle Whittingham. You talk about these job openings. It is interesting. All right, guys, but that's the news. As far as the Falcons are concerned, Mike, let me ask you a question. What is the one Falcon unknown for 2026 that you want answered? Once the season ends, is there one thing that you need answered before the season ends? Is it quarterback? Is it coach? Is there something else?
I mean,
the unknown.
Yeah. I mean, what are they looking for? Right. What are they looking for? I mean, what if you are a group of consultants looking at the Falcons on the outside, looking in, and you're going it week by week by week. Okay. Why didn't you have your offensive coordinator down the sideline to start the season? Your young quarterback. Why did it take getting humiliated in Carolina to do that? Mm-hmm. Why didn't you fix special teams? You know, why don't you stay aggressive on defense? Why do you then switch back and allow big chunks of yardage and explosive plays? There's a lot to unpack. But you feel as a fan, give me another good effort with Kirk Cousins and seeing Drake London, who was not, I don't think was 100% last week, and then he got hurt in the game. He's questionable. The injury report, by the way, lists him as a guy that was limited in practice again.
I saw that.
And I get it because he tried to give it a go. We just talked about, you know, Max Crosby, guy playing with pain. That's Drake London. That's Drake every single week. But right now you got Drake London limited with a knee, Pitts limited with a knee, James Pierce has a neck that's bothering him. Rook, but again, guys, we don't play till Monday.
Right.
Rook, a row with a knee. Mike Hughes, a DNP with an ankle. And Clark Phillips is looks like he's back. He's practicing again after the triceps injury.
All right. Yeah, those injuries are things.
But can I get Drake? What am I looking for? Drake to have a big day with Pitts having a big day at the same time. Bijan has a big day against, and that will have to happen to beat the Rams.
It will. Look, the Rams are going to score points, guys. 18 points is not going to win this game. Okay, it's not. So
you think we can exploit their secondary? Their secondary was Swiss cheese against Seattle.
It is, but I also think they're looking at our secondary, including our best corner, and going, we're going at him.
There was a stat today, Data, did you see that? That A.J. Terrell, he's getting thrown at basically less than any corner. Now, that's on respect.
It is.
How do you equate that, what he did go up against some of the elite receivers and some of the bad, like, he had a bad day at the office, you know, last week, 2 weeks ago, He did struggle at times against some of the elite receivers, but statistically, and this isn't PFF stuff, just quarterbacks are not throwing at A.J. Terrell.
Yeah, look, I think just like with anything, once you get established in this league, you do have a reputation and a brand. And some coordinators look at that and go, all right, I'd rather go the opposite way because I feel like we'll have more success. Let me tell you something. If I'm the Rams, I don't give a damn who's defending Puka Nacua. I'm throwing at him. That's how good Puka is. So, Mike, I mean, like, you're telling me Davante Adams is out there? You're not throwing it with Davante being covered by A.J.?
Right.
And it's not disrespecting A.J. We love him. I think he struggled a lot this year. That's just me. But these reputations, sometimes they don't tell the full story. You know, when Darrell Revis was the best corner in the league and right. everybody was riding his jock, the next year, you know, teams were like, we're throwing at him. And it wasn't the same. It just, Mike, that, right. that whole rep thing only lasts for so long. At some point, you got to get interceptions. How many interceptions does A.J. have this year? And you got to make plays on the ball. You can't get these PIs and these right. tugging and you know, holding calls against you. And so I've seen more of that this year from him than we have in years past.
I mean, you know, you go back and you've seen, you said it. It's like almost like there's a movie, Logan's Run. You ever seen that, Day-Day? You hit 30, whoop, and the skills go.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're dead in that movie. It's a science fiction movie.
It's a great movie. Yeah,
but guys, they do kind of fall off the shelf. Now, we've given AJ the contract extension because he's one of the best. Based on that number, he is worth the contract, Carl. He's one of the best corners in the league. Now, nothing against Mike Hughes because we've been looking to get Mike Hughes out of here, and Mike's actually done pretty good. And now we're going to see how the rest of the younger dudes step in.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.